listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. Wattle Range Council is seeking extra funds from the state government amid speculation the cost of the Millicent Swimming Lake upgrades has blown out. Councillors recently voted to send a delegation to Adelaide to discuss the matter with the Premier. Meantime, the SE Voice newspaper is reporting that the blowout has reached seven figures. New research from the University of South Australia has revealed vulnerable children are at greater risk of being suspended or expelled from school. Lead researcher Professor Anna Sullivan says it's a complex issue to rectify.
I think what we need is system support and government support to support education systems. So really wrapping around schools, teachers and families to support them with these with children.
The member for Barker has called upon the federal government to provide more funding as part of the Growing Regions program. Tony Passon says there's a number of local projects that need the government's support.
Millicent Basketball Stadium upgrades, a second home for Ryder Cheshire Disability Services, SA Volunteer Firefighter Museum and the Mount Gambier Airport redevelopment, to name a few. These projects simply can't go ahead without support from the federal government.
Briefly, plans are underway to establish an aviation museum at Mount Gambier Airport, and a ewe on a hobby farm near Glencoe has given birth to sextuplets. That's right, six lambs coming from the one sheep. It's a rarity for the animal, with sheep typically giving birth to one or two offspring at a time. Taking a look at sport in the southeast now, and in football, the last games were played in the Limestone Coast Women's League on Sunday. It was a fierce contest in Grand Final A, with Kybe Bolite winning 8-7-55 to North Gambia's 8-3-51. Meanwhile, Grand Final B saw Panola beat South Gambia by 40 points.